Well, I left school at 15, and on the 15th of December 1950, and I started at Lincoln Electric on December the 18th, 1950, just in time for Christmas.
Good timing.
So they had a children's party at the time for up to 15, so I went to the children's party as well.
Oh, lovely. So, what were the Christmas parties like?
They were very good, you know. We had them in the canteen and that, so or in the office space, wherever there was room, you know.
And a lot of children?
Yes, quite a lot, yeah, yes. And we used to go to help after that. I was invited as a child then, but after that I used to go and help out at the parties.
And what sort of things happened at the party?
I've got some photographs, so...
Okay, goodness, oh, lots of children.
That's
right, top right,
That's me there. That's Doris Brunning.
Yes, so there you're helping at.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And what sort of food had you were they eating?
I think it was just sandwiches and stuff, and that's bottles of lemonade, cakes and sandwiches, I think it was mainly then.
Yes, and they're all dressed up in their finery.
Yes,
yeah,
all enjoying it.
And would there be sort of party games?
I can't remember what we had after that.
Or an entertainer or something?
Yeah, I think they had an entertainer, but I can't really remember.
No, no. And these were all the children of employees?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. So you went to the party.
Yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah. We also had a social club.
Yes.
And they used to call it the LECO, after Lincoln Electric Company.
Yeah.
At one point, I was the secretary on the social club. We used to run trips to the seaside, Margate mainly.
Yes.
And the coaches. And I know once when I was the secretary, we ran a trip and we went before the trip. I don't know, we had two or three coaches. And we went and bought packs of sandwiches, crisps and drinks and everything. And during the journey down, because it used to take far longer then, we issued everybody with a free lunch, you know, at times. And it was really good.
So. And how many people would go on these trips?
Well, I say we used to have two or three coaches.
Gosh, yes.
Yes.
And you go in convoy.
Yes. And often break down, so you used to get out and push the coach.
Did you use a local firm of coaches?
Brunt's.
Yes.
Yeah, so mainly it was Brunt's. Yeah.
Yes.
So we used to have some good days out. You know.
Yes.
We did a train journey once from here to Yarmouth, I think it was, we went. Mm. And then we went on a boat trip once. We went up to London, got the boat from the Tower Pier to Southend.
Yes.
And that was good.
Yes. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So that was in the building in Broadwater Road then.
Yes.
You know, opposite Roche. And after that, I think when we moved, the club wasn't so much then, you know, it was more down there, more or less packed up then.
Yes.
But we had tennis courts in Black Fan Road, so I used to play tennis there a lot.
Mm.
We had a netball team.
Right.
I used to play netball for the company.
Yes, and you played against other companies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And my boss used to drive the little van, drivers around everywhere.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was quite good. It was more of, in the beginning, when it was Lincoln Electric, it used to be more of a family affair, you know.
Yeah.
And it was very good. We always had parties, well, dinners. The managing director, if the company had done well, used to take us out to Parkway Restaurant for a dinner.
Yes.
And at Christmas, used to do that and used to nearly always give us an extra week's wages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
You
obviously have very happy memories.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. As I said, everybody said it was like a family, you know. Yeah. Everybody knew each other.
Can you remember what your pay was when
you started? Yes, £1.15 shillings.
Per...
week.
Week. Yes.
35 shillings.
And what job were you doing when you started?
I started as an invoice typist.
Right.
Straight from school.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just, I did that for a few years and then gradually got other jobs, you know.
Did they give you training as a typist?
No, I'd learnt at school.
Right. Yes. Which school were you at?
Hanside.
Okay. Yes. Mm. Yes. So were you the only one typing up invoices, or were there a number of you?
No, that Pam Page, she was there as well. And yep. there was another lady that was retiring. I took her job.
Right.
But Pam was doing stuff as well. So
can you remember how long you did that for?
No, not really. Quite a few years. Then I got a transfer into the export department. So I was doing all the export invoices then.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah. Because I had an electric typewriter then. So,
and where were the where were the parts being exported to?
All over the world.
Right.
Yeah, electrodes, welding machines, everything.
Yes.
So, we knew everywhere it went. So.
And was that a big department, the exports?
Not really. None of the departments were that big. Mm. There was, I don't know, in the end, it probably was about five people or something like that. It wasn't a big... none of it was really big, you know, but then I can't remember how long I did that for, quite a few years, and then I moved up to another job as secretary.
To one of the...
To manager,
yeah,
the export manager.
Yeah.
And then I did that for some time, and then I got promoted again. I went from there. I went to work for, in the end, well, not towards the end, I worked for the financial director.
Right.
And then I worked for the managing director and the financial director. And then I was also asked to run the firm's pension scheme, which I did. So at that point, it involved about 600 employees there with a factory as well, you know.
Yes.
And everything, all the outside people as well.
Yes.
So I did that as well. Yeah,
yes.
I did that as well.
Yes.
And I used to do the petty cash. And then the managing director left, so then things started to change again. So I still worked for the financial director, and then also... financial managers and a computer manager and all that.
Yes.
So it was quite a tasking job, you know, and
I'm sure.
And the running the firm's pension scheme as well.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And was that the last job you were doing?
Yes.
So when did you leave?
1984.
And was that retirement?
Redundancy. The wages were very low, but we used to get an annual bonus. It wasn't great, but we used to get this bonus every April, and that's when we all used to go up to London and buy like a new coat.
On site.
Well, when I went, I started, it was a new building. There was a very small building in Broadwater Road, and then they built a bigger one next door. So I started in there, and all that was there was... really not a lot there. But then Watson Baker, the match factory, went empty next door. They packed up. So Lincoln bought that.
Oh, right.
And they used to have a canteen up there. Yes. It wasn't... Lincoln never used it as a canteen.
Yes.
But they had a room next to it. It was like a social club. So we used to go in there.
Yes.
And they used to use the rest of the building, I think, for storage or something.
Oh, really?
It wasn't. People wasn't working in there.
So were they providing any food?
No.
No, you were bringing food in.
Yeah, we used to bring a tin of soup if the weather in the winter when the weather was bad, and go up. The canteen was, you know, you could use it.
It was set up.
We used to, a couple of us, not everybody, only a couple of my friend and I.
Yes.
We used to go up there until we found mice in the cupboard, and then we didn't...
No.
But the room next door was, it wasn't very big, but we used to meet up there. We used to go home, have our tea, and then cycle all the way back to have an evening. We had a record player and table tennis thing and that in there, you know. And that was it, you know.
Yes. So how many of you would meet gather again there after school, after work,
Or maybe about a dozen, I should say. Yeah. It was a bit strange, I suppose, at first, because it was so big and different, you know.
Yes.
And
were there better facilities there?
Well, it was. We had a canteen. We had the office block, and they did build another bit on in later. But then they used to call it the link, so you could walk through the corridor, into the canteen, through that way, and into the factory.
Oh,
so they used to call that the link.
Yes.
So the canteen was like between the factory and the office block.
Yes.
And
Yes.
It was better, of course, but yes. It was a bit further away. That was 1957, I think. So they did build, I think, a bit more bigger office block on after that, a small part.
Yes, so where would the new bit have been built?
It was by here. They built another bit on.
Yes.
Lady there, she was in charge of us all. You had to obey.
Right.
The buzzer went. When it was break, you know, for a 10-minute break, right. The buzzer went when it you finished. Had, you, and yes. If you didn't move, she used to walk through through the office.
So that's the lady at the back of the purchasing and accounts department.
Yeah,
remember she her name?
Mrs. Wharton.
Right.
When we had the football team, we went to Belgium.
Oh, yes.
Easter 1952.
Right.
And they played a couple of teams over there. Gosh. And it was hilarious because they treated us like royalty.
Really?
We had to march through the streets with a flag and everything, all following all through the streets before we played the football match.
Yes.
And it was really good.
Yes. Goodness. Oh, no, that's lovely to see.
Yeah, these are just photographs of it.
Yes.
It took us all night. We got on at 12 o'clock and we got off at 6 o'clock in Ostend the next morning from Dover to Ostend.
Oh, gosh. And did you sleep at
all? No, we're up on the deck. And that's the beach at Ostend in those years. When you look back now, the people, the clothes they wear.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's funny, wonderful, isn't it? Yes. And the coloured...
That's my gold watch I got for 25 years. There's an inscription on the back.
Oh, that's lovely.